You are now tuned into Removing the Mask radio broadcast with your hosts, Roshonda and Stephanie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. I hope that you have had a fantastic week. This is one of your co-hosts, Roshonda. We've had a fantastic conversation with you guys, and we want to continue the conversation. So please call in. We're live every Monday morning at 7:15. Dial 766-9285. And also go out there and like us on our Facebook, which is Removing the Mask. We really need you guys to go out there and support us on the Facebook page. You can have an opportunity if the lines get busy the way that they did on last week. You can always go on Removing the Mask Facebook page. Send us a message and we'll read your question over the air. But Stephanie, we had a fantastic week on last week where we was talking about just transitioning into, what do you say to your sons and your children when they are being faced with situations simply because of the color of their skin? And we were talking about, there were so many callers that was calling in, males and females, who was talking about how, and we have a caller already that's calling in this morning.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Oh, okay. Okay, good, 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 good. We're going to keep going with this one, but sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But what's going on this morning, we wanted to kind of talk about gang violence and how the two correlate.
Okay, so I work with, as you guys know, I have shared with you my a little bit of my work history. I have worked with youth actually since 2007, and I currently work with youth, males. And one of the things that I've found prominent among our young men, not just African-American males, but young men, period, some females, is gang violence. And why these young people, and you guys have heard about the gang violence in Jacksonville, and doing a little research, I actually found that there are over, believe it or not, there are over 400 gangs in Jacksonville. So with the school system, with parents, with adolescent children, if you stay in an urban community, actually, it doesn't even have to be in an urban community, at-risk communities. There are a lot of young men deciding to join gangs. And one of the reasons that I have found is this gang membership, being a part of a gang, a community, give our young people a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel like they're with something or a part of something. And what I have found in working with males, and not just in my current position, but what I have found is there is a need that's lacking at home. And I know a lot of parents don't want to admit that. We say, well, you know, I raised my son, I raised my daughter, we grew up in the church, we are the perfect, not necessarily perfect family, but you know, we're getting by. I love my husband. My husband loves me. There's two parents in the home, but yet still I have a child that decides to go out, and you may not even know that your child is not necessarily a gang member, but affiliated with gangs. And it goes with the community. Whatever side of the town you stay on, they click together and they form these communities.
Stephanie, and with you saying that, what is coming to mind for me is this. There has to be, in order for a child or anyone to go and find a sense of belonging somewhere else, that means that there's something missing at home.
Absolutely.
And we as adults, as parents,
you have to know what that something is. And I'm going to tell you something. I remember raising my child, and an older sister came to me and really just took me under her wings and taught me how to raise my child. And one of the things that she taught me is whenever your kids come home, whenever your husband come home, one of the things that you want to do is create an environment where they want to be there. Create an environment where the needs are met, where they receive encouragement, where they're receive.
But Stephanie, see, I hear what you're saying, and you know, ladies and gentlemen.
And again, we're talking about gang violence.
If you don't know my sister is one of them good girls. you know, I'm telling you, it's Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus all day long, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, we were just talking about Jesus before we came on air. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing. I do the same thing. But Stephanie, everybody ain't like that.
And you're absolutely right.
So while you're saying, see, this is my thing. As parents, you have to accept the responsibility that there's something that you're not doing.
Absolutely.
That child is missing something out of the home.
Absolutely.
And it is not just he or she. Ladies and gentlemen, call in 766-9285. 766-9285. I don't care if it's the fact that the dad is not in the home.
Which is the primary reason.
And men not being in the home, you have a tremendous impact on how your child is acting in the home. I don't care if you are spending, there are things that need to take place in the home with the child. God created the homes to be like that. But guess what? The homes are not like that.
And you're absolutely right. And primary, I think the primary reason is because there is the male missing in the family. And that's why there's a great need in Jacksonville for male mentors, male teachers. Male teachers make such a huge difference in the classroom, in any type of teaching environment, in Bible study. We have a lot of female teachers, but the male teacher, he brings a sense of strongness. He brings a sense of confidence. And he does the same thing in the home. But if you're not there, then that child goes out and seek that somewhere, that male child goes out and seek that somewhere else. And in the city of Jacksonville, gang violence is for young people. It doesn't matter what community you're from, what your cultural background is. Gang violence is the place that they run to.
And Stephanie, while you're saying that, the thoughts that came to my mind is the fact that you are not, when I say you, as a parent, there's a sense of an accountability that you have to take. If you're not teaching your child to respect authority, which is you,
yes,
in the home, and you're not teaching your child to respect authority, which is the ultimate authority, which,
yes,
is Christ, Jesus, and God, if you're not teaching them that, and then you're not teaching them to respect you, what the heck do you expect to happen when these children go to school, when they getting on the school bus, when they are at church dealing with other adults? Please call in 766-9285. And then guess what? These children right now, they have the boldness to pick up and call 1-800-CHILD-ABUSE on you.
Yes.
And put other people all in your business simply because why? You lost control. You failed to define the gray area. You failed to define the line. You failed to define the boundaries that need to be in place between a mother and a child or a father and a child. And so you have to take responsibility as an adult on what it is that you've done. Call in 766-9285.
You know what? You're absolutely right as far as setting that authoritative boundary in the home. It starts in the home, and a lot of parents don't realize that is, we had a caller about...
We have callers. Good morning, caller. You are on the air. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I heard a partial of what you guys were saying, and I kind of agree and disagree to what you're saying. And the reason why I said that, you can do what you are saying you can do, but the child has to be brought up at an infant or a child, you know, with that religious thing. My great grandmother, grandmother, mother, mm-hmm, did not send me and my two children to church. They took us.
That's right.
And they had a lady called Ethel Davenport Bannister used to have a song say, we need to go back to the old time ways. We, mm-hmm, need to go to church on Sunday and stay all day. We had the BTU, the Sunday school, the church. We got up in the mornings. We had to fix our clothes, iron them, polish your, mm-hmm, shoes, do everything on Saturday. And we went to church just like we were going to school. We got up and did it on our own, even though we knew, you know, our parents were doing that. I was raised up with a single parent.
And what you're saying, sir, is this. You're saying respect authority. And the authority that was instilled in this caller, thank you so much for calling in, but that the respect of authority that was instilled in this gentleman that had just called in and his sibling was God.
God. That's it. And you know what? That's a valid point, because I'm going to tell you something. And we're still talking about, we're asking the question, making